Good morning, our friends from Chanukah. We are up to the final Mishnah, Maseches Demai. So, it's really not that complicated, but just so you should understand what I'm talking about, if you could see it, but this is the case that we're dealing with. He has 10 rows one way and 10 rows the other way, which would be 100 barrels of wine. And the person has something that looks like this. He has 100 barrels of wine, 10 rows one way, 10 rows the other way. And he says as follows, Mishahayelo Eser Shuros, again, Demai Parak Zayin Mishnachef, Mishahayelo Eser Shuros, Shall Eser Kadayayin. He has a 10 by 10 setup of jugs of wine. V'yomar, and he said, Shura Hachitzona Achas Meiser. He said, the external row, one of them should be Maaser. There are different understandings of how to understand this Mishnah. Tiferes Yisrael has one way, and the Ravi Bar Tanura has another way. I'm going to stick with the Ravi Bar Tanura, but I'll try to stick in at the end just to explain how the Tiferes Yisrael learns it. But ultimately, the way the Ravi explains this, he says, one barrel from the outside row should be Maaser. And now, when he came to go get his outside row of what should be Maaser, he started thinking, which row is outside? There are four outside rows. So which one was I talking about? And he himself doesn't even know what he was talking about. He just said the outside row, and now that he's thinking about it, he doesn't know which one's the outside row. So now the problem is, he already designated a barrel from the outside row as Maaser. So says the Mishnah, Venya Dueza, he doesn't know which one is it. Notel, Shtei Chavios Lochsen. He has to take two jugs from the diagonal corner. In other words, what he needs to do is he needs to take one from here and one from there, or the opposite, one from here and one from there. And the accomplishment there is that either row that he was talking about, he's going to have a barrel from that row. Because if he takes, let's just say, this top right barrel, so he has from this row and he has from that row. If he takes the bottom left barrel, he has from this row and he has from that row. That's going to be one jug that's going to be two jugs that are going to be designated as Maaser. Says the Rav, what he'll do is, he'll pour from each one of these jugs into another jug, and he'll have Maaser from both of them. Like this, he took Maaser from the right place. Just very quickly, the Tiferes Yisrael explains differently. He says what he does is, he has to give both of them, and he sells it to the Kohen, then he gets back the money for the one which isn't Maaser. He sells it for the price the Kohen is willing to pay for it. Let's say another case. Chatzi shura achitzona achas meiser. A half of the first of the outside row, one of them will be meiser. So now again, same story. He'll take again in this case. He says a half. He says a whole half a row. A whole half a row. If that makes sense, will be towards meiser. So the same thing. He'll have to take half a row from here, half from there, and half from here, half from there. Like this, he has. From there, again, according to the Rav, he pours it into a jug, he gets one barrel, and he gives that to the Kohen. Shura achas meiser, he says, one row is meiser. Doesn't identify where. Doesn't say if it's on the outside and the inside. Just says, one row will be meiser. Ven yedueza, he doesn't know which row it is. Notos shura achas lochasan, he'll take one diagonal row, either this way or that way, and that, like this, he'll get wine from each one of the barrels going diagonal. And he'll pour it together in one barrel. Like this, he has from every single row in any direction that you're going to go, you have a barrel from that row, which is going to give towards the Maaser. Chatzi shura achas Maaser v'nidua ezehi. If he says a half a barrel, then in that a half a row will be Maaser v'nidua ezehi. He doesn't know which one it is. Notos de shuras lofti, he has to take two rows. Two diagonal rows. In other words, he'll have to make an X down the line, and he'll fill up a jug from that. The last case is Chavas Achas Meister. He says one barrel should be Meister. He doesn't know which barrel he was talking about. Note Mikol Chavas Achavas. According to the Rav, he has to take every single barrel, every single jug, and pour it in to another jug and give that to the Kohen. Like this, he has Meister from each one. That's the way the Rav understands the Mishnah. That's the way we're going to explain it. And slick Hadron Alach. Maseches Demai. Tam v'nishlam Maseches Demai. Baruch Hashem, we're zeich to finish another Masechta. Mirtzah Hashem tomorrow. we will begin Miseches Klayim. Have a wonderful day. Refrei Lechem Chanukah.